Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com Rental Report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear highlights from our review of the 2009 literate but chilly drama, A Single Man. The only warmth here is from your bag of popcorn.
You're right on that. This is about an English professor. He has lost his longtime lover, Jim, to a car accident, and he has planned suicide this very evening. But his contacts with some colorful people are affecting his decision.
This is a character that is literally drowning in his sorrow. But Colin Firth doesn't overact, and he doesn't overwhelm you either. I like the fact that he kind of pulls you in very slowly, creating this very bleak picture of a guy who just can't get over the loss of this great love.
Listen, everybody has lost someone. We grieve, we sorrow, we get over it, and we move on. We find something to smile about every once in a while. And I just don't remember anything happening to George Falconer that made him smile.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be grieving. It's quite another to be wallowing in misery.
Exactly.
And that makes the narrative a little bit dreary.
And because of that, Anne, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give it a yellow light. I would certainly give Colin Firth a green light for his performance.
Well, as it is, A Single Man offers up one single fine performance, and that is Colin Firth. So I'm going to give the movie a strong yellow light.
Okay, two yellow lights for A Single Man.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.